Todd Goldstein's been good enough to join us now. North Melbourne veteran, star of the competition, and he joins me to have a chat. Welcome to you, Todd. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Dwayne. Good to be on.
The Ben Cunnington story's been the big one this week. So back through the VFL, must be exciting to know that he's on the horizon for an AFL return.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think from a personal level, to see what your mate's been through over the last few years and just to see him happy and getting back to doing what he loves is really exciting for everyone at the footy club. And you know, I think, you know, fingers crossed he gets through the next 48 hours because the way he's been going the last month seems to be everything against him at the moment. But you know, given that, he'll be out there on Sunday for our VFL team.
Yeah, was it close to him coming straight back to the AFL or did he just need some game time first? And will it take a week or two in the VFL, do you think, or just one?
Look, I mounted a really strong case to get him straight back into the senior team. But I think after having COVID and missing a week there, I think safety first, and I think they'll just have to see how he pulls up from the game on the weekend. I think he was on track. He could have done it either way, and I think they've just gone with safety first with his body because you know we don't want to take any risks with him at this point.
And how inspirational has it been for the entire group who have played with him so long, like you have, or have known him so well to be one of the great leaders of the club and been one of the great leaders in this competition?
Yeah, look, it's going to be a huge day when he does come back in the senior side. It's a huge moment for all of us just to, you know, one, to have him back at training week in, week out, and now to be playing the VFL is just massive. You know, we've watched, you know, what he's been through. We understand, you know, at least get an idea of how hard it has been for him. And you know, he sort of shared that with the group last week. So it was really good to hear it and show his vulnerable side. And I think, you know, that you've got utmost respect for what he's been through and how he's come through it. And, you know, he's got some really good support around him, which has helped him through it.
Have you coped with the year, Todd, as a leader with the coach change?
Yeah, look, it's always tricky. You know, it's all about understanding that, you know, there's a lot of different emotions that are going through the group when that happens. There's some that are absolutely shattered. There are some that aren't too fussed, and I'm sure there are others that are pretty happy with it. So, you know, it's just about making sure that, you know, everyone's emotions are understood and they're heard and they're supported. And, you know, the group has come together really well. And that's, I think, the most impressive thing that I've seen so far is that, you know, it has been a really challenging 12 to 24 months, but the playing group are really united and are really committed to helping each other and trying to get better and trying to get through this.
Has it been tough given that, I mean, the default position is you always support your coach. You always have to give him 100%. And even if you've got question marks yourself, you wouldn't dare let the younger player know next to you that you've got any question marks. And yet you get someone coming in and having a review with you that wants to sit you down and get some truth from you as well. Is that a really difficult thing to do?
I think the way that Jeff came in and ran it was really open and it was all about making the club better. It wasn't, you know, I think it was probably portrayed in the media as it was a bit of a witch hunt. But in reality, it was just about looking at all the different areas, and there are so many different areas that go into preparing for an AFL game week in, week out. And it was just looking at where we can improve and, you know, whether it be things we're doing on the training track, whether things we're doing in our recovery and all that support that's surrounding the players. So there was a lot to it, and it was all through the guise of making this footy club better. And I think, given that, I think that took away the uncomfortableness of it. And I think, you know, I think Jeff approached it really well and really openly.
You pretty much had four coaches in this four-year period. Lee Adams is in charge now. But how important is it, do you think, for your club and for you in your own career to get this next appointment 100% spot on?
Oh, I think Sonia has spoken at length about how important this next decision is, and you know it is very important for our footy club to make sure we get the right person. I think it's challenging because for me, you know, I had Brad Scott for 9.5 years, and I was very lucky to have the same coach for that long. And a lot of clubs and a lot of players don't have that sort of stability. So it has been a little bit of instability in the footy club. But you know, I think if we can get the right person involved and the right people around that person, you know, I think it's, you know, it's only going to lead to some more success and, you know, you can see, you know, give it the whole group a bit more of a direction.
Does it affect what you do, what the club does in the next couple of months when it comes to the coach appointment and the direction forward?
Oh, look, that is definitely one part of what I'm looking at. You know, for me, there's so many different factors that come into it, whether it be the on-field stuff, off-field, you know, what's going to suit and work best for my family. And, you know, for me, I want to play AFL football. I think I've got a lot of footy left in me. You know, I don't really want to put a ceiling on how long I got left, but I'm definitely feeling like I've got a few more years left in me. So, you know, I want to do the best that I can to set myself up for ongoing playing time and ongoing success.
And it seems to me as if, well, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Let me ask you the Alistair Clarkson question first. I couldn't see you leaving if Clarko got that job.
I think, you know, obviously getting someone to the calibre of Alistair would be huge for the footy club and, you know, would definitely be a great selling tool. But, you know, I think a lot comes down to, you know, his philosophies. And, you know, I haven't spent a lot of time with Clarko. I think I might have had a couple of conversations with him over my football journey. But, you know, I think a lot of it comes down to, you know, where he sees the list at and where he sees my role in that. So I don't think it's as simple as saying just we get Clarko and suddenly all's well and you want to stay. I think it comes down to what role he sees us playing and what effect we can have on the group.
You've got your 300th coming up next year, Todd. You do have a few years left and it's good to hear you believe in yourself as having at least two or three left.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for me, it's been a goal for a little while now to try to get to the 300 games. So, you know, to have that on the horizon is exciting. But, you know, I think I've watched people like Brent Harvey and Drew Petrie go well past the 300 mark. And, you know, I've tried to emulate the way they've gone about their lives and their footy. And, you know, they've been huge role models to me. So, you know, hopefully I keep telling Boomer I'm going to try and catch him, but I think he might be a little bit out of reach now.
Is it inspiring to you to not do what Boomer did and have to pull up stumps a bit early? He could have had another year left in him and he didn't quite end up getting everything falling his way to allow him to do that. So is that something that you're looking at as well, saying, well, I've got to get every single ounce out of myself first before I do say it's over?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've lots of conversations with Boom, and, you know, it is, you know, you are retired for a very, very long time. So, you know, while the mind and the body is feeling good, you do want to make the most of it because, you know, it is one of the best jobs in the world. It's pretty bloody hard, but, you know, it's definitely worth it in the end. So, you know, I've always tried to get the most out of myself, and while my mind and body are feeling as good as it is now, retirement and things like that are definitely not on my mind.
It's tricky, isn't it, with the media the way it is now? I mean, I presume you're going to look at other offers, but if that gets out, it makes it seem as if you're being disloyal. So how do you play that game in the next few weeks, next month and a half, looking at other offers, but at the same time being a North Melbourne man through and through?
Yeah, look, I think I'll always be a North Melbourne person through and through, no matter what happens. But, you know, this is why we have managers. For me, it's been, you know, I let Tom Petrorio deal with that side of things, and he will... You know, I'm sure he'll have plenty of conversations with North Melbourne and possibly with others as well. And now he'll present to me the best options that it presents for myself. And, you know, I've been through in this game long enough now. I understand how it works. You know, for me, you know, I would love to be a North Melbourne player for the rest of my career. But, you know, fairy tales don't always happen. And the football industry is very cutthroat. So I'm very aware that, you know, you do have to make the best decision for yourself. So it's just about, you know, working through. I think the general public now are much more understanding that player movement is very much part of footy, and, you know, very few players get to live the dream and be a one club player. But saying that, it's still on the cards for me. So you never know, but, you know, I'm looking forward to the next few months.
You've been a dream to watch, Todd. I've got your game Sunday. Can't wait. Best of luck against the Swans. Big finish coming, hopefully, for North Melbourne season.
Beautiful. Thanks a lot, Dane.
Todd Goldstein joining us, North Melbourne star. Big game. If you're a North Melbourne fan, get along, show your support for the boys. Marvel Stadium Sunday, winnable game for North Melbourne against the Swans. And I think the club's celebrating their 1996 premiership this week as well. The 25th anniversary celebrations cancelled last year due to COVID. So hopefully that can be a big fill-up for the club as well to get the job done this week.